Welcome back. This is Insomnia Radio Canada and show number 210. My name is Chris and I'm your do-it-all person here on the show. That's right, do-it-all. I research the tracks. I make sure they're Canadian. I reach out to people, get their stuff, get permission to play all their wonderful music, put the show together, do all the mixing, mastering, and then do all the coding on the webpage as well as post all the stuff to the socials. So, as you can tell, it's a lot of work and I don't get paid to do this. My pay comes in the form of I get free music to listen to, and it's pretty fantastic, but it doesn't pay the bills, thus not being around for a little while. So apologies on the delay in getting a show out to you guys, but life happens, right? So that first track was Ron Hawkins, and he was celebrating his catalog of 120 records deep. Some are solo offerings, some are others featuring backing bands, and pretty awesome stuff. So that was Church of the Chemical DJ. It's a song about how we sedate ourselves against the hardships of capitalism in the 21st century. And it's less of an Orwellian landscape of authoritarian control and more of a Huxleyan wasteland of self-sedated automations. So if you enjoyed that, links will be in the show notes. You can go check out more of Ron's fantastic music. We do have 6 tracks for you today. So I'm going to jump right back into the music and play you something else.
On March 3rd, 1876, meat fell from the sky in Olympia Springs, Kentucky, and no one is sure why. One Mrs. Crouch was on her front porch. She was making soap. She believed it to be a sign from God. How was she to know?
What's up? This is
Good Job Scott
Dick
Ajay from Two Crown King, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
As I count the ways that this Edison light bulb flatters your face, think it's funny how you never know. Till it all goes to waste. And if I said I was sorry, would it make it alright? I'll stay up and lose myself late into the night. And as I wonder what could have been, I wonder what might. We're just ships on an ocean, blind. Domestic tonight. As I come to grips with the words that so effortlessly escape from your lips. So well rehearsed, I could almost see all of it in some
where does it ever take a just ships on an ocean burning up in the night.
Well, I'm pretty sure longtime listeners of the show will recognize the sound of that first track. That was Kraken, Not Stirred. And they write to me, in Kentucky, 1876, it mysteriously rained meat. This event, known as the Kentucky Meat Shower, has never fully been explained. But the best hypothesis so far appears to be synchronized projecting vomiting vultures. And really, is there anything better to write a song about? So that's what you got there, folks. Mike's always writing us fun, quirky little songs, and I do appreciate that he always, always, always sends them in to me. Next up, we had Jane's Party from Toronto, and their newest track, Ships on an Ocean. And let's see what we have here. Adam from Artura Music writes to me, Toronto-rooted rock band Jane's Party are on course from campus's cover band to revered indie rock outfit with a still-growing pile of achievements and accolades propelling their rise. Their viral hit Daydream has been streamed over 50 million streams and used in videos by Fortnite, Pittsburgh Penguins NHL, Insider, Yahoo, Life, Lad Bible, World Surf League, Yahoo News, and Florence by Mills. So their music is getting used everywhere. And here we are playing it on the show here. So if you guys like Ships on an Ocean or even Mike's song, links will be in the show notes over on the webpage at Insomnia Radio Canada. Then you can go check out all of these fantastic bands that I've been playing, right? It also has links over there to all of my socials, including my Twitch site, where you can watch me live stream video games, where I get jump scared. Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time, I play a game called Phasmophobia, which is basically a ghost hunting game, but I play it with an app called Dixperon, where chat gets to interact and send extra jump scares to the screen and scare the crap out of me. Lots of fun. It's a great evening. We stream for 3 to 5 hours on a Wednesday night, plus a whole bunch of other days, but all that info in the show notes on the webpage, and you can come find me on all kinds of places. It's great. We're having lots of fun over on Twitch streaming games, making lots of new friends, meeting lots of new people. Found a couple musicians over there, sent them off to other podcasts because they're not Canadian and I can't play them here, but you know, it's all that networking stuff that happens, right? That's fantastic stuff. But we do have 3 more tracks, so we're going to crack on and play you some more music.
If only I could step out of this skin, step out of something a little more comfortable. If only voices slept in the dark, I wouldn't feel so damn afraid as I'm closing my eyes. If only we are only what we've always been. We are only what we've always been. Too tired, too scared, too impaired, too lonely. If only. If only I could forgive, forget. When it comes to myself, there's no mercy, my memory is long. If only you'd just go. But this time I ask, please don't leave so much of you behind. If only we're only what we've always been. We're only what we've always been. this moment and sing this song a million times. If only.
Hey, this is Trey from Infinity, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Penny philosopher, silent phenomena, a golden ticket to abuse and amuse. The skeptical messiah, it's an elegant pariah, he's far from perfect, yeah, but he'll do. What gives a
folks, two more great Canadian tunes. So first there we had a track called If Only, and this is from Christina. Yep, that's right. Christina Dervites. I'm sorry if I got that wrong. I'm totally mangling it and I know it, but she is an obstetrician gynecologist turned singer-songwriter during the pandemic, wrote some fantastic music. That's just a small sampling of the amazing things that she has written. Highly recommend going and checking out more of her music because it is pretty phenomenal, right? Then we had a submission through Artura again from Adam. And this is a track called... is that the right one? Hold on, let me check this. Yeah, just had to make sure I had the right piece of information pulled up here. It is a Toronto-based artist. The track is Believe the Hype. Or is that the album? Gotta love when I can't tell the information from what I'm reading. Let me just read what Adam sent me. A founding member of both the Ruby Spirit and the Nursery, Alex Aziz makes a solo debut with the album Everybody's Famous out June 16th. So it comes out like now when I'm recording this. Inspired by assertism, hyper-surrealism, and optimistic nihilism, with an acid tongue firmly planted in his cheek, Alex Aziz is fascinated by pop culture and ego. The signatures of his creative work are unique sonic touches, drum-heavy rhythms, and classic pop-through-the-blender melodies. As anticipation builds, he shares Believe the Hype, featuring vocals from Toronto-based artist Sam Casey, a cautionary tale about dangers of blindly accepting popular beliefs and fabricated trends without questioning their validity. It satirizes the modern-day hype machine. So if you enjoyed that, there will be links in the show notes. You should definitely go check stuff out. Which brings me to the sad part of the show. It's last track time, which means we're almost done for the week. But hopefully that means we're just that much closer to even more fantastic Canadian music. So the last track for the week that we're going to play for you is from Goldridge. This is the pseudonym of Canadian alternative rock artist Andrew Reinhardt. He takes elements of rock and roll, electronic music, and combines them to tell stories of vulnerability, stem overcome obstacles and challenges that are faced daily. Contrasting between uplifting lyrics, aggressive riffs, percussion, Goldridge's debut, Worth It, reflects on the dynamic, healthy relationships. It's about the ability for your partner to open up, inspire you, make you the very best of yourself that you can be, and in turn, for you to do the same for them. Worth It was co-written and produced by Sam Aaron of Canadian rock band Mute Choir and features drums by Tay Awerts from pop punk band Like Pacific. The song pulls elements from rock, hip-hop, and electronic music. Hope you guys enjoy this last track, because I know I certainly did when I found it, sitting in my inbox. Enjoy this. Have a fantastic week. Remember, take care of yourselves. Get your sleep. Get your water. Stay hydrated. Take your meds if you need to. And we'll look forward to hearing more Canadian music on the next show. Bye, everybody.
Suffice. Yeah, you lit up a fire that keeps me warm in the cold of the night. Maybe I said too much when I told you that I needed some time, but now I've changed my mind. I think that I wanna give it a try. Can't help feeling this way inside.